You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the SBS On The Money podcast for this Friday, the 9th of January, 2026. Today, with the Australian share market finished where it started. The S&P ASX 200 steady, 8,717. Sectors ended mixed, though. Six of the 11 sectors on the index lower. The worst performing information technology and financial stocks. The best energy and consumer staples, energy stocks doing well as the oil price bounced back, which we'll talk about in a few moments. Best performing stocks on the market today included Codan, up by about 16% on some positive updates about its products. Crew and Energy up by 5%. The worst performer, though, interestingly, Rio Tinto, shares down by around 6%. That's despite it confirming that it has had preliminary discussions or is having preliminary discussions with Swiss mining group Glencore about a potential merger. If that does happen, it would create the world's largest mining company. At the centre of all of this is copper, a metal which has seen its price shoot through the roof recently and hitting a record high. So to tell us more, I spoke with David Lane, a senior market portfolio manager at Ord Minnett. David, let's start with Glencore. It's in preliminary talks to be acquired by Rio Tinto. They're calling it a merger. It would be a $300 billion merger, creating the world's biggest miner. What's the attraction here?
Well, the attraction for Rio is largely copper, and both companies have a move to try and get as much copper as they can. The world is heading towards AI, data centres, the demand for electricity, and copper is a very key commodity as far as that's concerned. So that appears to be the main attraction. And we have actually seen over recent years a lot of mega mergers announced. BHP tried to by Anglo American last year, and Anglo American rebuffed that by agreeing to deal with Teck Resources in Canada. So a lot of those large mining companies are getting bigger, and it appears that that's the attraction at the moment.
Now, they've been in discussions before, though. Will it be different this time?
Well, it appears that it will be, because there's a new CEO that recently joined Rio Tinto. Interestingly, he gave a new strategy update late last year, and the strategy update was simpler, stronger. But now this is a bit of a change in strategy. So, yeah, new CEO Simon Trott looks like he's keen to negotiate with Glencore. The announcements from both companies today say that they're in preliminary talks, but the view would be that Rio Tinto would be buying Glencore with scrip, so it would be an all-scrip offer. Now, the interesting thing from a Rio Tinto point of view is a number of years ago they cleaned up their business and got rid of coal. Glencore actually has a fairly significant part of their business that's involved in coal. So we don't really know at this stage what that means, whether or not they'll try and demerge that part of the business. But at this stage, the early discussions are that Rio would be taking over Glencore.
And what do you make of the investor reaction? Because Rio shares tumbled around 5% at some point today. Why do you think that is?
I think it's partly some of that confusion around what their strategy now is, because the market was actually quite encouraged by their strategy last year when there was that simplification and we saw the Rio Tinto share price hit around $150. So I think there is a bit of concern about, A, their strategy, and B, we haven't necessarily seen a great deal of value created for shareholders out of these mega deals. And many investors who've got long memories will go back and talk about the BHP and Billiton merger some 20-odd years ago. It didn't necessarily provide the gains for shareholders that it was promised, and there's been many other mega deals that haven't worked out for shareholders either.
But still, is this a trend that we're starting to see? Because as you mentioned earlier, BHP was chasing Anglo American. Only a few days ago, we started to hear about the potential takeover of BlueScope Steel. So is it all about scale now?
It appears to be so, yeah. I think that mergers and acquisitions, we saw a lot late last year. I think that that will be a continuing trend in 2026. We also saw late last year Macquarie Asset Management put a bid in for Cube Logistics here in Australia. So it does appear as if, deals are happening, and scale is one of the mantras that many CEOs and boards have at the moment. So I wouldn't be surprised if we actually see some further M&A activity on the Australian market throughout the year.
Okay, we've spoken a lot about gold and silver over the past few days. What we haven't was Brent crude, because it seemed to have traded sideways ever since the Venezuela developments, right? But it finally rallied overnight. Some of that also to do with a fall in US inventories. And then I've seen quoted renewed concerns now about Venezuela. What do you make of the oil moves and where to now?
Yes, well, you're right that that there was a bit of a surprise that the US had reduced their inventories, and that that has an impact in the short term. And I think that really is the case, that the oil price, as far as Venezuela is concerned, won't change much in the short term, because Venezuela has about 17% of the world's resource as far as oil is concerned, but only actually produces 1%. Part of the reason for that is there's been a chronic underdevelopment of their infrastructure. And as we've heard Donald Trump talk about, they hope to actually spend some money to build up that infrastructure. That's going to happen over a decade or more. So it's not going to change the supply of oil from Venezuela in the short term. Apparently, there has been some increase in the shipping coming out of Venezuela, but I don't think that will have a significant impact in the short term. So I think at the moment we're seeing those, the reaction more on what the supply currently is. And we've actually seen a positive reaction in Australia here. So the likes of Woodside, Santos, et cetera, have actually done quite well in the market today. But I think obviously Venezuela is a big issue globally, but as far as the oil price is concerned, don't think it will have much of a short-term impact.
Okay, finally, can you get your crystal ball out and tell me what you think are the key investment themes for 2026?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we saw a big focus on AI in 2025, and I think that will continue to be a major theme. And really, I suppose, the next leg of the AI boom, and that build out, and how we'll actually see the massive commitments from those major hyperscalers are concerned, and what that will actually mean for global growth, whether that will be put into data centers, electricity, and the demand for energy, as we spoke about for copper is concerned. And then those companies that will actually be employing AI to improve their productivity. And that will be a key theme, I think, not only globally, but particularly for Australia, because we've seen fairly low productivity in Australia for quite some time. We've actually seen a bit of an increase in productivity in the US. So hopefully we can start to see AI will improve our productivity here in Australia. Some of the other themes that we're looking at, continuing along that demand for energy and how that actually gets employed. And we can't forget about tariffs and the impact that tariffs will have on global growth, and whether or not that means that inflation stays around for longer. We saw during the week that the CPI number in Australia was slightly better, but still not enough to indicate that we're getting rate cuts in the short term. So I think that inflation will continue to be a bit of a theme throughout 2026 as well.
That is David Lane, a senior private wealth advisor at Ord Minnett. And he wraps up the podcast for this Friday and for the week. Don't forget, if you enjoy it, give it a rating or review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Click subscribe, and I'll see you next week.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. Content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.